Where am I? I asked to a dark room.
You're in the House of Elrond,
a husky yet familiar voice replied.
And it is 10 in the morning on July the 13th, if you wanted to know.
What? I asked, still groggy.
You and me both are lucky to be here. If only a few more hours had passed, you would have been beyond the aid of Lord Elrond.
I picked up my pillow and threw it at the large man sitting next to my bed. My fuzzy brain was slowly focusing on the room around me. I had gleaned, based on the decor, that I was in my old room in Castle Arrow. My whole body hurt. I scowled at Morius. Didn't one of your poet friends say something about absinthe making the heart grow fonder?
That's absence, my dear Theoden. Though I would imagine absinthe might also do the trick.
His eyes danced as he tried to hold in a chuckle.
Sage, I began,
continuing to test the mobility of my stiff joints. My fondness for you hasn't quite reached stupid literary quote level. You haven't been absent that long.
Aye, but you have.
Morius hefted his sizable body up to stand, then leaned in to gently raise my aching body into a seated position.
That particular quote is fairly accurate for the situation that we find ourselves in.
A sharp pain rippled down the right side of my back. I grimaced and reached back with my left hand, groping for the injury I knew must be in my right wing. Morius rested his hand gently on my shoulder, pausing my search. I froze at the expression on his face.
We did everything we could.
Morius trailed off, not meeting my eyes. I twisted to look over my shoulder. The top half of my wing was missing, severed and bandaged at what should have been the midway point. I growled under my breath. Why hadn't Morius, or someone, anyone else, fixed it? I staggered to a standing position on my bed, glaring and daring him to continue.